Ali Horgan, never a dull moment. Ultimately, a 3-1 defeat, and the damage was done in a 10-minute spell in the first half.
Yeah, the second half, you can talk about the positives, and we stuck at it, and we're very, very good. But the game is up. You know, the damage is on, as you said, in the first half. We started the game very well. We got into good pockets and stretched them without ever look like, you know, if you like, scoring, although we had a lot of half chances. The little bit of quality that they have with the likes of Ronan Murray is what won the game for them. He's only in and out of the side here, and you saw the quality of the second goal, and that's what killed us. We didn't defend properly for the first goal. We didn't deal with the cross initially. We didn't clear it, first of all, from the left-hand side. It was half-blocked, and it was whipped in to the English lad here. I'm struggling to get his name, which isn't like me, for the first goal. We didn't defend the cross properly, although it was a good finish. Second goal was quality from Ronan Murray. Third goal, look, I'm not quite sure what way it takes me in that. We didn't defend the set piece properly. Similarly to the way we defended a set piece against Sligo way back at the start of the season, and Chris Trydock scored at the near post. We didn't deal with the man in the hole didn't deal with the ball, and he knows it. But at least in the second half, we had positives. You know, a moral victory, not worth a jot to you, Chris, to put it that way to you. And we need to improve defensively to have any hope of staying in this division.
5 games to go, and the big one will be that home match against UCD.
Yeah, well, they're all big ones, Chris. I think this will go to the wire. I think this will go to the last game. And, you know, we're in the Brandywell in the last game of all places, to put it that way to you. We're disappointed tonight. Like, you know, it wasn't Sligo Rovers played well, but there's a lot of first team players not available for them, and I felt we should have acquitted ourselves better. We did in the second half, but a 3-0 down, it's just a pity maybe in the second half we didn't score earlier. It'll be interesting to see what way they'd have responded. Nathan Boyd had a great chance about maybe 12-15 minutes into the second half. Had we scored that, well, then we'd have seen game on. I mean, even when we did score, there was only a couple of minutes left. We actually had 2 more chances. But realistically, the game is up. If, you know, when you concede, as you say, 3 goals and a 10-minute spell in the first half, we don't deserve to get it now with it, Chris. But we keep going. You know, we've got to stick together and hope that it turns. And please God, it will.
Daniel O'Reilly picked up a yellow card, and you certainly weren't happy with that. At half-time, just to get clear, were you actually booked at half-time going off, or was there a discussion at that stage?
Absolutely not.
No.
Dan O'Reilly was booked.
Yes. Yeah. And then in the second half, you were given your marching orders.
Yeah, I, to be fair to the officials, I spoke to them afterwards, and they were courteous. It was a yellow card for Nathan Boyle that I clapped. I complimented, no foul abuse of language, it's usually that, Chris, but they find another way to actually eliminate you from the dugout. And, you know, to give them a little bit of credit, at least they explained it and had the manners to explain it afterwards. Some don't, but their explanation falls far, you know, short of what I would expect. I don't think it had any bearing on the game, me, in that manner. But I just think, you know, I need to be careful what I say here, Chris. There's probably a bigger picture ahead of ourselves. Sometimes people can be too busy.
And it'll be frustrating if you have to watch, I presume, a future game from the stands rather than being on the dugout.
Well, the players might be happier, Chris. But look, so be it. I mean, there was a time and a place where you were dismissed for foul and abusive language, and I put my hand up. But when that doesn't happen, they find another way, which is petty and tedious. Probably if I put my foot outside the technical area, they'd have done you for that. But that's taken away from the game. Sligo deserve to win with a little bit of quality they showed in the first half, and it's about them tonight, not about us.
Yeah. So it's a case of putting it behind and going on to the next game and trying to get something from the next one.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier. Like, we're going to Cork, and they're you know, the change of management, they're very much, you know, up and at it. Not that they weren't before that, to put it that way to you. Hugely difficult place to go. If we defend like we defended in the first half tonight, that game will be up at half time, or indeed in the way we defend in the second half at home to Pats. It's small little things we needed to turn for you, small little decisions you need to go your way. Not that I'm blaming the officials in any manner for tonight, but we need everything to go our way to have any hope of seeing this division. But we'll certainly put a fight up, Chris, and see where that takes us.
And finally, and maybe on a brighter note, when it was 3-0, I was certainly worried that there could have been more. And, you know, goal difference could still come into it. So you came out with the goal difference worsening by 2, but it could have been worse.
Well, just certainly a 3-0 done at half time, to put it that way to you. It could have been worse, could have been a lot better too. You know, the first goal is crucial in this. You know, we got it last week and we still lost. You know, tonight we didn't get it, and it gave them a little bit of confidence. But when you're in a cup semi-final, and you know, it does breed confidence, and you could see that even with the likes of Ronan Murray, that has only played bits and pieces, you know, you can see the confidence he has anyway, you know, and quality. Like some Ronan Coughlin with serious quality. They had a lot of players that didn't play that'll play in the cup semi-final, but they have that focus and drive to you know, to play here in the Shorgons against Dundalk. We're at the other end fighting, and sometimes when, you know, when the confidence is there, things happen a little bit easier for you. But we've got to do it the hard way, and please God we will.